Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. Our text number 800-400-3697. 408 says, the show Yuzi's talking about is Party Legends on Viceland.
That's what it is. Viceland. Oh, I love that station. Network, whatever it is.
Party Legends.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
It is funny.
Like drunk rock star moments.
Mm-hmm. Some rapper dude talked about jumping out of a three-story building.
Oh, my God.
It's like wild, crazy guns. You know, they're in fights. Just like, ah. It's crazy.
It sounds great. I hope to binge watch it. 415 says, Mark Zuckerberg has to appear in front of Congress, but not Equifax. Is that true? Equifax didn't have to go to Congress?
No bleeping. Like, there it is.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, Equifax, you. Bleeps.
But that just goes right to the center of this whole thing that's been put in place that we don't even have a say in.
Right.
I didn't get to opt out of Equifax.
No.
And I have to have that in order to get the things that I need.
And they are a sales vehicle for your information.
Right.
And they've got all your, they have your everything crucial, all the things you never want to give to anybody.
And I'll tell you something, all these people who go, what do they call that, off the grid, and you go, oh, you crazy hippie, what are you doing? But they at least aren't caught up in this nonsense.
Right.
I mean, they don't have a house.
Or if they do, it's a cabin up in Canada or something. They shoot deer.
Right.
They're living off the land, Vinny.
They're barefoot.
Hunkering down for the winter.
In the snow.
Don't they use the deer skin to make moccasins? I'm telling you, there's got to be a way.
But, you know, that's where you end up if you try to be off the grid.
Damn.
Or you end up swept up in Equifax and some guy in Kentucky's buying a car under your name.
Right.
Bastards.
Let's hope he makes the payments.
Yeah, like he's going to do that. Why would he?
Well, I can't think of one reason.
You kidding? He's going to use it to jump some river. I bought this car so I could try and jump this river.
I'm going to, let's change subject. That Equifax thing makes me so mad on so many levels.
You know how bad I want to jump a river, but I don't get to. You know why? Because I own my car and I have to pay that thing off. He doesn't own it. He bought it in my name.
You're telling me it's because you own it and that's why you're not jumping the river? Well, that's the reason why, Finn?
Don't you think that'd be fun? To try and jump a river? Like, get your pickup.
If you
really
had someone else's car, like, you'd go for the river jump, but you don't.
Sure, I got a helmet.
So I should never let you drive my car.
Well,
that's what you're telling me.
You know, I bet I'd do a better job with it than your friend Scott Capurro did.
I bet you would.
Because I'd clear that river.
Oh, my God.
You'd never even know what happened.
Not in the Prius, you wouldn't. Stop it. Stop it. You just tip off the edge of the ramp, please.
Yeah.
All right, this part of the show is brought to you by Pacific Sales. The cameras are off today.
Just a
side note.
Bad.
Don't be bummed. We're going to figure it out. We'll get it back on. Or is it just
Vaughn's not here.
Oh,
today.
Just Vaughn is not here.
Oh.
Oh, great. Well, we all get a day off from
bad.
The cameras. And so we have the lights on. Well, listen, we have mood lighting in here. It's sexy time. Anyway, Kid Rock, who will not be performing that song, will be coming to Shoreline Amphitheater.
Might.
Yeah, he might. Who knows, right? Surprise.
I'm going to try
Maybe
to
Sheryl
be
Crow
there.
Will stop by.
Right.
This is happening August 22nd. The tickets go on sale this Friday the 13th. I love Friday the 13th. I don't know why. I always feel like something's going to happen. Friday the 13th at noon at LiveNation.com. You can start getting your Kid Rock tickets. Alice listeners, though, can get their tickets early. Thursday, we're doing a pre-sale. The code word is ROCK. And so you go to LiveNation.com, you can log in early and get your tickets tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Or just wait till Friday the 13th when they go on sale. Right now, caller number 9 gets a pair, 800-400-3697. Call us right now. Got you a pair of tickets for Kid Rock's show. The Pacific Sales Spring Sales event is on. Up to 35% off appliance and kitchen and bath fixture top deals. Pacific Sales, unbelievable selection. with expert service. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Scott Capurro. He's got a show Friday the 13th at 19 Broadway in Fairfax and this Saturday at the Devil's Canyon Brewing Company in San Carlos. And he has promised to keep those shows short so you can go without having to sit through 2 hours of him. Now that is a sales pitch right there.
Right.
Don't worry. He'll give you slightly less than you're actually looking for. So I'm going to start with TJ Miller. He was arrested Monday night by the feds because he called in a fake bomb threat on a train. And it sounds like he did it just because he didn't like some lady on the train. I guess they were having a some kind of fight. So this was March 18th when this whole thing started. He's on a train from D.C. to New York, and he calls 911 and says there's a woman on board with a bomb in her bag. He gave the police the wrong train number. So he just
To begin with.
Oh, so they don't even come and stop the train that he's on. They go and stop the train with the number that he gave them.
A whole train filled with other people got stopped
and searched
and pulled. Everybody pulled out
in freezing cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
While this guy's cruising along half drunk, thinking he's getting revenge on the lady, you know, two seats over.
Right.
Such a douchebag.
Oh, my God. He's on so many levels. This is awful. Like, what a tool. So the wrong train was in Connecticut at the time. Everybody gets yanked off. The bomb squad gets searches the whole train. They find nothing. And so they are like, they call the number where the bomb threat had come from. And it's TJ's phone. He was in New York. I guess he'd arrived at his destination. He goes, "Oh, I must have given you the wrong train number." And he describes the woman, red hair, red scarf, said she was acting suspiciously and seemed to want to get off the train and leave her bag behind. The cop was like, "You're slurring. Are you drunk?" "No, I'm not drunk." "Are you mentally ill?" "No, I'm not mentally ill." Which, I don't know, debatable. Sounds like he'd been drinking. So the officials determined what train Miller had been on. They meet it at the nearest station. They inspect it again, of course, because it was a fake bomb threat. The thing was clean. But the attendant on Miller's car said that Miller had had several drinks during the ride and was already intoxicated when he boarded in D.C. In fact, he says they kicked him off of the train because of his condition. I guess once he got to his stop in New York, they kicked him off. Before that happened, though, he was involved in, quote, hostile exchanges with a woman in the same car. So he was pissed at some lady on the same train. After they spoke to the woman, apparently they found this woman and the attendant. Investigators determined that he made the whole thing up because he was mad at her. So he was charged with a federal crime for making a false report. He could get 5 years in prison. He was released yesterday morning on a $100,000 bond.
So weird. Two redheads in all the world find each other and have a fight on a train.
I guess he was
arrested.
Or they
make up like a half of a percent of a percent.
Maybe they just, you know, they feel competitive with each other. Like, I want to be the only redhead.
Huh. I think they'd have some kind of, hey, you.
Right.
It's just you and me on here. It's only two of
us. Take the world together.
Yeah.
The two gingers. It looks like he got picked up Monday at LaGuardia. Were you able to find that video? Is there anything interesting on that? He's just being let out, basically.
I'll play it while you... I mean, it's just them walking through the airport and, I mean, wherever it is.
So about 10 p.m. Monday night, it says here LaGuardia. I'm not positive on that. And it's out of TMZ, so you know what? I believe them. They're always right. Port Authority cops and FBI agents took him into custody. He was booked for providing false information or pulling a hoax with federal authorities. He'd been in Canada over the weekend doing stand-up. So this is definitely about the train thing. Although, you know how TMZ, you have to read it backward? If you read it from the top, it's the update to whatever stories. You have to go all the way to the bottom.
Oh, I don't know that.
Yeah, you have to go all the way to the first thing. It almost timelines it back out. So they're speculating in this early version of it. Something went down in Canada.
Developing,
right.
Update.
And then there's the updates above it.
Well, I'm starting to see that we might have a problem, Bob. Like, he's clearly, every time this guy's in trouble, it has to do with his drinking.
Maybe a rehab stay.
Maybe
in the future
is headed his direction.
And he may need to if people are going to continue to want to hire him.
They're saying that in this particular story, that the reason he's off of Silicon Valley is due to issues with drugs and alcohol. I guess he was not showing on set and or showing up really late. And, I mean, the thing is, he actually plays that character like he's ripping bong hits the whole time during, well, when he was on Silicon Valley. You'd also know him as the bartender buddy Weasel in the Deadpool movies. Is he in the second Deadpool movie?
Gotta be.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He was also the star of the cinematic masterpiece, The Emoji Movie. And I guess he used
Well, he's in the movie we just saw.
Ready Player One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he is. Yeah.
I forgot he was in it. I had to go back and figure out who he was. Yeah. It's like, oh, that guy. He was kind of funny.
He was really funny. Listen, I think the guy's talented. I'm sorry to see him trashing his career in this. No one's going to want to work with him.
Right.
He used to do the voice of a glob of mucus in commercials for Mucinex.
Oh, fun.
Oh, he did?
And they fired him after the whole sex scandal stuff.
Oh, man.
From a few months
ago.
So get your ass together, TJ Miller. I'll start the story. We'll see how far we get with it. I'll probably revisit it later today because this is a big one. Khloe Kardashian and Cleveland Cavaliers star Tristan Thompson are expecting their first child at any moment. Mm-hmm. In fact, I want to say yesterday, maybe the day before yesterday, they posted a picture of them. And I assume it's in their house in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Awesome. Where she's, you know, he's got his hands on her. She's 9 months pregnant. She could go at any time. And it was something like, ready whenever you are, little mama. Mm-hmm. Come on out. Meanwhile, he's like, I'm not that ready. I'm going to go to New York for this game against the Knicks. And also there's some hot poontang there. Girl I've been exchanging some messages with. So this was Saturday night. He was, I guess, after the game or possibly the night before. I don't know when the timeline is. I don't know when they played their games. But while he wasn't playing the game, he was in some club with
a
little honey.
Another game.
Yeah, he was. He was playing. hanging out with some little honey. And I believe that this is the chick in question. Her name is, let me see if I can find it here. She's actually recently made her Instagram private. She has something like 316,000. You know, I don't see her name. Lainey Blair, 28-year-old Instagram model. So people are saying, oh, did she make her Instagram private because she's posting up pictures of her and Tristan?
When I looked, it was deactivated.
Oh, just totally deactivated. So somebody filmed them making out, which is bad.
Right.
And then later somebody filmed them walking into his hotel together.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. The funniest thing, though, is when they're leaving, he's got a new outfit on. I guess it was his hotel room. She's wearing the same thing. And she leaves to get in the car. Do you have that right there? She walks out of the hotel, kind of looks around, and gets into the waiting vehicle. Oh, yeah. You can hear all the people taking... Which, by the way, aren't those just digital noises that cameras make? Like, do cameras
Sounds
make
like
noise
it.
Anymore? And then, like, 10 seconds later, you know, he comes out like, oh, they won't be in a photograph together, yeah, but the same car
happened.
Is sitting there, right? He comes walking out and gets in the car.
Are we to gather because he knows he's made a total scene about being in a relationship with one of the Kardashians? Are we to gather this is his move? Breaking up with people. Like, he has done this exact move once before, right?
Just to move on?
Yeah. Like,
get caught.
There's
no
absolutely
deal.
No redemption here. Yeah. This is my clean break.
The tough part of it is that she's at his house right now in Cleveland.
He doesn't care.
Yeah,
what
I suppose he can just go live somewhere else. You know what? Have the house.
When you
I
have
just
money,
don't want to face you.
Like they do, you don't have to think twice about not going to your house for a while because you can just rebuy what you need and you probably have. Who knows? Other homes elsewhere?
Sure.
He probably has a home. He's got a home in Cleveland, but I bet he's got one in L.A. too.
And I'm sure that, you know, even if he doesn't have a home everywhere he goes, he can just get a nice fat suite somewhere and order room service.
The problem I have
well,
hookers
so up.
This, the first I saw this was last night. And as I read and I thought, and it said specifically, he was pregnant when he met, or yeah, he was pregnant when he met Chloe.
Right. Right.
And he did this to her. Mm-hmm. And she's even, do you have her tweet?
Hers was something, I don't have it right in front of me.
It was cryptic. It was a little.
But it was very like, I'm not going to be the one, look, I don't want bad things to happen to anybody, basically. She's like, I'm not going to sit and dance about this.
Right. But it was also saying, basically,
this has happened to me, too.
This is what you did to me.
Right.
I don't want to tell you, but I'm telling you. This is what you did to me.
Mm-hmm.
You should have known.
Right.
But anyway, they just showed. So the thing I saw was the pictures of him cheating. And I'm like, ooh.
Oh,
no getting out of that.
Nope.
But then they showed a million Instagrams and tweets of these two lovebirds playing up their relationship. And I just.
Yep.
People fall for that. They fall for these relationships and think they're having a storybook life. Meanwhile, this guy is 2 minutes from falling out of this relationship into another ladies' woman area.
Mm-hmm. He's 2 minutes back from that. I mean, he's, you know.
All dressed up.
Oh, yeah.
Kissing with a lit background. Look at us, a side view. By the way, her lips are awful.
She really has gotten them juiced up, hasn't she?
She doesn't look.
People have, I've been noticing.
Anything like the lady that began the Kardashian show.
Thank you. I've been trying to escape that for a while now.
Good grief.
I was always the bigger one. Now I'm.
Pictures of them working out together.
Want a kiss?
Matching fur coats.
Yeah, I mean, they really played.
They really did.
Their storybook life. And there it is. Now we know.
It's got a really unhappy ending.
Smoke and mirrors, everybody.
Yeah.
Speaking of mirrors, you know that shutter sound that you see
in
the cameras?
Yeah.
So DSLRs, the professional cameras, still make that sound because there's a mechanical function in there that goes click, 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 click to open up this little shutter.
Oh, the aperture thing.
Yeah, and it's for the sensor.
So that's legit. They're not
that's
just
legit.
Trying to be like, I'm a photographer.
Yeah, it's a pro camera, so it still makes that sound.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they need high-resolution stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Listen.
For it to go viral.
The big
and,
bucks.
Yeah. And they're probably like, you know, 100 yards away, right, with the super
right.
zoom camera.
Yep. That's so funny. I love that they're all just sitting there together in a pack waiting for, you know, knowing that they walked in together. This chick's butt, by the way, she's got some junk in the trunk. Like, that's clearly what she's selling on Instagram. Like, there's some awesome shots of it. Like, that is a...
If you like that kind of butt.
Well, it's, I mean, it's for sure enhanced, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe she likes to stay in the gym.
They don't really.
I don't think the gym makes that kind of butt.
It does.
No.
She squats.
No.
That's
no.
how you build
no.
your butt cheeks.
No.
I believe
no.
it.
No. That's injections. That's Chloe's lips on
yeah,
her butt.
Yeah, look at that. She's doing leg presses and squats
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
lunges.
Yeah.
And yeah, her. And you know what? Oh, boy. That's practically
graphic.
Nude.
Yeah.
I bet her spine never shows.
Her ass crack is high. Put that back to that. Oh, that's, I'm sorry.
That's the G.
That's a thong. From where I'm sitting, she just looks naked.
Yeah.
It's like that ass crack goes halfway up her back.
Yeah, I feel like that's possible to get in the gym.
No.
As opposed to like the Kardashians.
Oh, which are so ridiculous. Their little skinny stick legs coming
just
out of their big old, it's like boob butt.
Haven't you ever seen those track and field ladies?
They've they look muscular.
Right.
They've got those are not muscular butts. Like there's no that
I
side.
I feel like
in
that looks just like it.
No.
I feel that way too.
All right,
Vin.
Good. You guys, you know what?
That's
live
a
in your
butt made for twerking.
Right. Live in your
face. Look,
world.
Look at her.
Yeah,
it's spectacular.
It's fine.
And she's got nice meaty thighs. That all is she's very proportionate.
I feel the same way, Vin.
Thank you.
Well, there's Tristan Thompson's new girlfriend. Although she posted a sex tape briefly of them. You know what? I don't have time to get into
this
whole thing.
Okay, we can get back to that later.
Yeah,
it's not really a it's more of a massage.
Oh.
Yeah, a human style massage.
Oh, like hard, too hard, and painful?
No, I mean through the jeans. So they might call that a sex tape, I guess.
Oh, so
no,
it's
not it sounds like they deleted the thing that, because they say it's, that's not what it's saying
well,
here.
Under the caption where it says sex tape, they have a video of her helping him out. Massage, though.
Oh. Like a massage through the jeans, maybe?
Correct.
Like on the front, on the...
Yes.
Oh, okay, so maybe that is it.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
It's TMZ. Just...
Well, they do try to sensationalize everything that they do, too. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news? We'll spend more time with these wonderful people.
Thank
Mr.
you.
Mr. Zuckerberg goes to Washington, everyone. Radio.com.
Alice@97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and happy hump day. This part of the show is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. Coming up at 8 o'clock, if you love Camila Cabello, and you're all bummed out because her show this Friday, the 13th, at the Fox Theater in Oakland is all sold out, well, despair no more. You have a chance at 8 o'clock to win a pair of tickets. 8 o'clock, Camila Cabello will have tickets. There's fresh, and then there's In-N-Out Burger Fresh. Come see your made-to-order burger being freshly prepared before your eyes and taste the In-N-Out difference.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, Dublin, and their new location in Berkeley.
Berkeley.
Here's what's happening. So I want to tell this story as it happened for me real quick. There's not a lot of end result from it. But yesterday, we knew that Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook fame was going to be in Washington, D.C. and be questioned. As that began, I was in my car continuing my commute home and was able to listen to some of it. And as... I guess senator after senator took the mic, man. Boy, that was some boring, unbelievably out of touch opening statements that I really lost hope that there was anything that good that could come from it. That was the way that went down. And then I got home and didn't even see him speak. I've read a bunch on it, and I'll tell you a little bit about it now. But one of the big questions that I would ask anybody in these rooms, and you sitting there now, is Facebook too big? Is Facebook too big? Because honestly, if you'd asked me, could Facebook ever affect an election? I'd say that is the dumbest thing
right.
I have ever heard in my life. And yet, there's proof it did.
It was funny that he was basically asked, you know, who's your competition? And
right.
he couldn't name anybody.
That's the big question. Is right. Facebook too big? And if so, are they going to have to put regulations down on him? He did say, which I'm sure, what else could he say when they said, are you open to regulations? He said, yeah, I'm open to them.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, what he thought under his breath was, I'll see you in court. Because
mm-hmm.
that's not going to happen.
Right. And also, I'll be pulling your funding.
Right. So anyway.
It's hard to grill a dude who contributes to your campaign.
He did go to, he did make the statements under the bright lights, and he did well. The D.C. trip pays off, is this headline. $2.8 billion haul for Zuckerberg from his five-hour hearing as Facebook stock went up, and so did his bank account.
Oh, congratulations.
He did well. They say Zuckerberg did go a long way to stop the hemorrhaging that they were dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And he did better than most CEOs who've been in front of Congress. And by the way, we talked about Equifax earlier. Apparently the ex-CEO of Equifax did appear.
Oh, but I was going to say.
He'd already left the company.
Yeah.
And it didn't amount to anything.
Right.
I know I was part of the Equifax breach. Didn't change my reality at all.
Right.
I've had to freeze everything.
Everything. Well, that's actually, I'm glad at least that happened, even though it was a former employee of Equifax, just because when a texter made that point, I felt like, yeah, like to me, the theft of our social security numbers and our total identities, I don't know. I mean, look, it's all bad, but to me, the Equifax thing is way worse than the Facebook thing.
Way worse, absolutely. So they questioned him about how is it that, you know, a diet product can target a young person who may be bitching about their weight, and could that be bad for this? So there were a lot of questions about how Facebook works,
right?
Which is clear they didn't do their homework. They just figured they'd wing it
right
there and get him to tell them in person. One of the senators, Joe Kennedy, said, "Your user agreement sucks. Go back home and rewrite it in English, not Swahili, so the average American can understand it." You know what? The average American still scrolls through.
Still wouldn't
and
read
still
it.
Says agree.
Right. And it is written in English, because if you read any part of it, it's, you know, it's like that boilerplate, it just like legalese.
Yeah, but my point is, no one reads the.
No, we're not going to read it. It could be two paragraphs long, and I wouldn't read it.
Right, right. And we do it on a lot of stuff.
Well, because it's either you agree or you don't get to have the fun thing, and most of us just want the fun thing.
By the way, one of the big, there was so much lead up to Zuck going and speaking, and one of the rumors was he'd done such a bad job before. And here's where it was. I guess he was, they're calling it an infamous 2010 appearance on stage at the All Things Digital Conference. It drew a huge tech industry audience, and Zuckerberg squirmed and sweated profusely when he was grilled by conference host Walt Mossberg and Kara Swisher.
Oh.
Who's Kara Swisher? Why do I know
that
name?
I know that name,
I feel
right.
like I know that name, too.
So they mention her all the time on Silicon Valley. She's the most important tech writer in the entire world. She used to be the head tech writer for the Wall Street Journal. That All Things Digital is the tech event through the Wall Street Journal. But then she left the Wall Street Journal to start her own thing called Recode. Mm.
They call that appearance by Zuckerberg his Richard Nixon moment. He was sweating. Swisher actually said, "Why don't you take your hoodie off and cool down?" So, I mean, he didn't do well, and they're saying now he's obviously been coached up and pulled it off.
Right. Yeah.
He'll speak again today.
Well, he's also 8 years older. How old was he in 2010? Isn't he like 31
or something? He's 33 right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So he's a 25-year-old, brand new, newly minted billionaire. He's used to it now. And he had a team of people groom him.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have expected the guy to be a big-time public speaker. If you asked me about someone who codes, I'd say they stay in the house a lot. Mm. They're probably not the most social beings in the world.
It's one of my favorite things about Silicon Valley is that every single person, every character is neurotic. They've all got some crazy thing going on with them. They're just the biggest socially awkward group you've ever seen.
And, you know, while I think you do a great job when we do public speaking stuff, you're an example of someone who speaks for a living, makes good money off it,
and
when you come off the stage, you go, "I blacked out. Did we do okay?"
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not the easiest thing in the world.
Oh, my God. It's one of the hardest things.
The guy, you know, turned in a sweaty performance at 25 or 26.
Right.
I mean, I guess we hold him to a high standard because he's a billionaire, but that doesn't mean he can manage that. So good on him that he did the prep and he went and he's got another day of it today. Good luck, Zuck.
Whatever. Seems like you don't need it.
I think that if anything comes of this, the people who are really paranoid about it should quit. Just get off. One of the things I read too, we talked about this the other day, and I was saying, when you do ads when you look up stuff on your computer, they target those ads not only at your Facebook, it's on your Instagram too.
Oh, sure.
So that is happening.
It's actually, it's on lots of, I'll be on, was I looking at just the other day, like at something on the New York Times, and there was the table that I was looking at. Listen, I bought a table like 2 months ago, but these tables, they just keep coming at me.
Yep. Right. Well, that's.
There they always are.
Can't they start doing lamps now?
I know. Like, I've moved. How about tablecloths? About that? How about a nice napkin set?
You haven't done enough searches for that yet.
Once
you do, that'll start getting sent your way.
Yeah.
So last week, thousands of teachers in Oklahoma started a walkout to protest their absurdly low pay and lack of funding for their schools. It's a good cause, and it drew support from all over. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of teachers all over America who are struggling, whether it's to make enough money or have enough supplies or to get enough support from parents.
Right.
You hear so many different things that they're up against. Impolite kids that their behavior is excused away by the parents who say, you know, or kids who are fed coffee at the Starbucks before they're dropped off at school.
Seems like a great idea.
That's helpful. Mm-hmm. You're dropping off a kid all hopped up on coffee. Great.
Thanks.
Anyway, as this protest was going on in Oklahoma, one teacher there tried really hard to give the whole thing a bad name. 35-year-old Carrie Hoffman is a teacher in Clinton, Oklahoma, And apparently she used the walkout as a chance to bone one of her 15-year-old male students.
Oh, really?
She picked the kid up to take him to a rally at the state capitol building last week, but did him before they went to the rally together. And then again, did him again right before she dropped him off.
Oh, my God.
And then I'm going to look for more details on this story.
Oh, my God.
Because she and her husband went to the police on Saturday where she admitted what she did.
Oh.
So I don't know.
This wasn't the kid told his mommy?
I don't know how the husband caught her, but he forced her to go fess up at the police station.
Oh, my God.
They showed up.
What's this woman's name again?
Her name is Carrie, K-E-R-I, Hoffman, Clinton, Oklahoma.
Wow.
Now she's in jail and facing several charges, including two counts of second-degree rape. And she's looking at 50 years. I doubt she'll get that. But I am curious how the husband got that out of her.
It's a little more details. Hoffman told authorities that she used Facebook to message the boy and arrange the sexual encounters.
Maybe the husband found that.
They also allegedly had sex the week before.
Oh. What is up with these teachers doing their kids?
I don't know. I do not understand it.
This is the one time.
She's a married guy, too.
Yeah. I know. You know what the crazy thing is, too? Like, there are so many crimes that I just associate with men. Like,
is that her?
Guys do this, yeah. You know, all this stuff. So it's surprising when there's a woman. But honest, and I'm sure there's a lot of male teachers that have done this stuff, but it seems like it's always the female teacher.
There she is.
Oh, she's a regular looking lady.
She's not hitty.
She's like a three.
Whatever, we're only fours.
That's true. Yeah, we're better looking than her, right?
Yes, we are.
Well, yeah, I could get her, right?
Oh, she'd be honored, Vin.
You think?
Yes. She wouldn't have to do 15-year-olds anymore.
I'm too old for her.
That's true. She's not into you, man.
Yikes.
She's a pedophile.
Well, anyway, there you go. That is...
Yeah, I don't know where the husband comes in on this.
Carrie Hoffman.
Hey, I'm sure he found it on her Facebook. She probably left her Facebook open, and he's like, read her messages. He's like, I'm sorry. Are you boning a 15-year-old student of yours? What?
She got lie face.
Yeah.
Oh.
We all know lie face. Wait, no.
What?
Huh?
What do you? That's crazy.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then he drags her to the police station. That's so awesome. I mean, look, the whole thing is very unfortunate, but it is kind of funny that he made her go to the police station.
Well, I mean, he's thinking, you need to be punished.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did you just cheat on me, but you just boned some kid, you pig.
Right.
But really, you cheated on me.
Yeah.
No, you with lose a kid. Your job, you lose your license.
All the stuff. You lose it all. You've just thrown your life away.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's totally the stuff my dad used to do, though.
What?
Just drag me to face whatever I did.
Like, what did he do?
No. I mean, that was the thing. That's so parental, you know?
Right.
You're going to go face this. Let's go.
Yep.
But, come.
All right, Dad. I'll go.
Own it. You did it. Own it.
Well,
sucks. It's the worst thing in the world, but
it's a good lesson to learn early. You know, the truth sets you free or get you 50 years in prison. Both of those can happen.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 707 says, I love it when there is singing. Yay!
Was there singing?
The Kid Rock.
Oh, yes, singing.
Kidding?
I do love singing.
510 says, Vinny, you would have a broken back if you tried to jump a river, you kook. Don't kook me, kook.
Luckily, he owns his cars and is afraid he'll hurt them. That's the one thing stopping him from jumping a river car.
Let me just tell you something. I'm sure as I talked about jumping a river in a car, a lot of dudes out there went, I'd love to do that too. And maybe even one was passing a river as we were speaking to him
God's
and thought,
sake.
Oh, that'd be so fun. Who didn't, most people our age grew up with Evel Knievel. He did stuff like that.
Yeah. Or Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
Yep.
They jumped a river.
They did jumped all kinds of stuff. That poor General Lee.
Made it every time.
Yeah.
Right. God, remember you did a stat one time, Vinny, about how many hundreds of cars they went through.
Yeah, they destroyed a bunch of them.
Boy, that show is just so much less PC than...
I know.
These days, that show would never make it. I hate it. I loved that show.
Me too.
It didn't have racist undertones, though, you know? Yeah. It's just now, there's so many associations. For me, there's so many more associations. I'm sure black people were never psyched about that show. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I didn't watch it enough to know that. Good morning, all. Giving my two weeks notice today, and I'm nervous. Any advice to give a respectful notice with a remote boss?
Oh. No, just do it. Believe me, in 2 weeks when you're done, it doesn't matter how well or bad it went. Just do it. Get it over with.
I have advice for him.
Oh, okay, go.
Two sentences. That's it. As soon as you start that explaining. And
yeah, don't
why,
explain.
Just
even explain.
Be polite.
Be respectful. Thank them for the time.
Thank you for the opportunity here.
You may need
here.
To use them as a reference.
Right. Absolutely. And it's time for me to
don't
move on.
Don't burn that bridge.
Oh, that's a good line. It's time for me to move on.
We're not a good fit.
Right. But consider this my two-week notice.
Yeah. Done.
It's actually easier with a remote boss. I think that's great.
Just a couple sentences. The whole explaining it away. You didn't do anything wrong.
No.
You found a better situation for your family. And you know what? Advice I got a long time ago. Never stop looking to better your situation in life. Why wouldn't you? It's normal.
Right.
No one should hold that against you.
You want to live the best life
you
can.
More money, a better situation. You should always do that.
Absolutely.
Good luck. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with the Billboard Hot 100, but I definitely want to get into the Khloe Kardashian. I know you can't stop talking about me. And more after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.